This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in Miami and clear the road. There were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're all so stupid. They just take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Appreciate the time you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Yeah, we've got so much going on. There's so many stories I'd love to get to. I'm not going to get to them, but I'd love to get to them. The, let's see. You know, so what did he just do? He just, Evan Sayet sent me something a minute ago. Think about it with Bernie Sanders. He says, if I get elected, I will fight corporate greed. Now, he said that all the way through his campaign, right? But then what's he do when he fails to get elected? He's basically going to endorse Hillary Clinton, the queen of corporate greed. Is she not? I mean, you really are lying to yourself if you say no. Seriously. Right? I mean, she no comment. I'm going to leave that one alone. Anyway, always a pleasure to have you on board with me. Head up to the website, therealside.com. You can watch live, listen live, take the poll. There's a whole bunch of stuff you can do up there on that website. And I just want to get back to this stuff. I mean, I know we're tired of, well, some of you are. I'm not. Tired of hearing about Hillary Clinton's email issues. She, it comes to find out now that she has destroyed, couldn't get that off my tongue. She's destroyed emails that she said she never had or sent. Right? Now they're finding out that she wiped names from her calendar. Right? She destroyed. And to show you how dull she is, she had to know, somebody had to tell her, you know, you realize they can get these back from other people. Now, the week ends with a double whammy for Hillary. The Associated Press has put out the fact that they discovered that dozens of names and events have been scrubbed from her official Secretary of State calendar. Now, here's the other thing, too. I don't know if you're aware of this, but the State Department says that she's never sent or received an email from her state Secretary of State account, which means everything's gone to her personal email account. So apparently, I'm not a brainiac. I'm not the smartest guy in the room usually. But apparently, in all the, what was she, 4 years as Secretary of State, nobody ever sent her confidential email. In all that time, think about what she's saying. In all that time, she never got one classified email. Because she said she never sent or received one from her personal server, yet she never sent or received one from her Secretary of State server, so how'd they get them to her? Maybe Carrier Pigeon or Pony Express? Couldn't have been a phone call because then that would have been after 3 and she wouldn't have answered. So anyway, they go on. Now, this is the Associated Press. This isn't Breitbart or one of those places, right? So dozens of names and events have been scrubbed from her official Secretary of State calendar. Also confirmed that Clinton destroyed at least one work-related email stored on her illicit email server. The Latter revelation has distinct whiff of smoking gun about it, someone said. The deleted email was between Clinton and her aide, Huma Abedin, when Abedin suggested that Clinton should start using the state gov email account. Now think about that. Her close aide said, hey, yo, this can't be good. You need to start using your state account. Or your state government account. And that Clinton was supposed to be using. The Secretary of State replied, let's get separate addresses or device, but I don't want any risk of the personal email being accessible. This frank email was not among the records Clinton reluctantly handed over to the State Department long after she departed from the office. We only know about it because Abedin included a copy among her work-related emails. See, that's what happens when you have too many people trying to lie about something. That copy of the email was publicly cited last month in a blistering audit by the State Department's Inspector General that concluded Clinton and her team, and it showed that they ignored internal guidance that her email setup violated federal standards and could have left sensitive material vulnerable to hackers. Actually, it did. We already know that. Now, Clinton campaign spokesman Brian Fallon attempted to dismiss the importance of this discovery, saying that the Secretary Clinton had some emails with Huma, and Huma did not have, and Huma had some emails with Secretary Clinton that Secretary Clinton did not have. In other words, they both had emails that each other didn't have. That makes it all okay. I'm already confused, so it makes none of it okay. The campaign actually, think about it, they're really assuming that no one understands how email works and that no one will care. But I care. Plenty of people care. Come on, think about it. Why is it that lying is so acceptable? Right? I don't understand. Most of all, the gambling that everyone will forget Clinton is under scrutiny for deleting some 30,000 emails on her own. Right? They were personal messages, she said. And unrelated to her work. She's lied about that, though. We've already proven that she's lied about that. So she's lied about that. She's lied about having permission to have the server in her home. They already told her no. Actually, they say she never asked. She says they asked and said it was okay. Or she said that. They said that she never asked. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Listen to The Real Side on GCN. We'll be back in just a couple of minutes. Joe Messina, host of the Real Side Radio Show here. Did you miss the Affordable Care Act enrollment deadline? Can't bring yourself to sign up for a health care plan that's inadequate, restrictive, or just plain bad? Before you get tagged with all those penalties that go along with not having health care, get in touch with my friends at Liberty Health Share. That's right, the people at Liberty Health Share have plans that'll work for you, and you can sign up at any time during the year. Liberty Health Share plans also give control of your plan back to you. That's right, you will again have the freedom to choose what's right for you and your family. Plans are available for individuals and family members, not including the dog. Even if you already have enrolled in a health care plan, it's not too late. Memberships in Liberty Health Share plans can replace what you have now and allow you to go to any hospital and any doctor you choose. You don't believe me? Call them at 855-585-4237. Find out about their contract-free plans. Now, don't wait. Do it now. Let me finish first, though. Get informed or visit libertyhealthshare.org. Tell them Joe sent you. They won't care, but it sounds good.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shot the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at selectquote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health issue and company and other factors. Not available in all states.
Did you know a dirty CPAP system can make you sick? If you knew what could be growing in your mask and hose, you might not sleep so well. But now, SoClean.com has released the world's first and only automated CPAP cleaner and sanitizer. It kills 99.9% of all CPAP germs, and it's completely hands-free. For a limited time, you can try SoClean risk-free for 30 days. Just call 1-800-941-9796.
SoClean changed the CPAP experience for the better. My health has improved. It's simple to use, and I'm not worried about infections.
SoClean destroys CPAP bacteria, viruses, and germs, and it eliminates the daily hassle of washing your system by hand. There's no water, chemicals, or disassembly. Just pop in your mask, close the lid, and presto, your CPAP system is clean and fresh in minutes. Call SoClean.com to try it risk-free at home for 30 days. This is a limited-time offer, only available by calling 1-800-941-9796. That's 1-800-941-9796.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using the computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home or business or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly, certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 I can't make up my mind. I haven't got a brain. Only straw.
How can you talk if you haven't got a brain?
I don't know. But some people without brains do an awful lot of talking, don't they?
Yes, I guess you're right.
Seems everything I buy these days has got a foreign name. From the kind of car I drive to my video game.
I got a nighttime camera, a Sony color TV.
But the one that I love is from the USA and standing next to me.
My baby is American made.
We are back. Always a pleasure to have you on board. I'm going to do so much. always appreciate the time you spend with me. Head up to the website, therealside.com. You can watch live, listen live. You can take the poll. There's so much. And you better be buying American made. Yeah, I know. Is that probably bigoted, racist, whatever, phobic something or other. International phobic. What do you think? I don't know. Whatever it is. Anyway. Seriously, do the best you can to buy American made. You know why? Because there's 95 million of us out of work. That's why. Because our economy's in a tank. Right? I don't care what the man in the White House is telling you. But there's 95 million people out of work. There's only one way to fix it. Seriously. Let's fix it. And the way you do that is you buy American. And I realize some of you are going to tell me not everything, Joe, is American made. No kidding. Really? Am I that stupid? I don't think so, but some of you do. Anyway, like I said, always a pleasure to have you on board with me. I do appreciate the time you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. Talk about, like everybody else, we're talking about Hillary Clinton's emails. Although not the normal emails that we've been talking about. This one here, and not only just one, but a bunch of them, but this one in particular. You know, again, I asked the question. She said that she never sent or received classified emails from her personal server. State Department says, if you got their conversation, she never used the State Department server. So, if she never used the State Department server, nothing was sent or received from the State Department server, and she never sent or received classified emails from her personal server, then apparently the only thing that leads me to believe is that she never received any classified emails. I mean, I know I'm not the smartest guy in the room, but anybody else get that? Or am I the only one that kind of stumbled on that? Anyhow. Judicial Watch says that he's identified at least a dozen or more work-related emails that were not in Clinton's production to the State Department. As for Clinton scrubbing Secretary of State calendar, the AP says no known federal laws were violated and some omissions could be blamed on Clinton's highly fluid schedule, which sometimes forces late cancellations. So why not just cross it out and write C next to it for canceled? Why do you have to erase it? It certainly does look suspicious, though, and it fits. Well, everything, look, it gets to the point where pretty much when she starts getting away with stuff or when both of them start getting away with stuff, then anything they do, they just wait to be accused, they wipe it out, go, yeah, sure, whatever. Nobody's put handcuffs on them yet. The AP review of the Clintons' calendar, her after-the-fact official chronology of the event of her four-year term, identified as least 75 meetings with longtime political donors and loyalists. Right? Think about it. These are old buddies, old crony pals. Clinton Foundation contributors and corporate and other outside interests that were either not recorded or listed with identified details were all scrubbed. The AP found the omissions by comparing the 1,500-page document with separate planning schedules supplied to Clinton by aides in advance of each day's events. Now, see, so what happened was she got emails with what her schedule was like. This shouldn't be a big deal. Look, they're using a full system there at the White House, right? Covers their calendaring, their emails, a whole bunch of stuff all in one. Their contact list. This is a problem. Look at me. It'd be one thing if it was a couple of things over the course of 20 or 30 years, but it's not been. She has been plagued by scandal after scandal after scandal. And if you're not doing anything wrong, what are you hiding? Why erase these things? She even said in an interview at one point in time, she didn't want the aggravation of them coming after her for every little thing. Poor choice of words. I would have said, I'm not doing anything wrong, with the exception of putting my stuff on the server, and I put it there so I don't have to deal with the aggravation of them always trying to find something that I might be doing wrong. She knows what she's doing is wrong. At a time when Clinton's private email system is under scrutiny by the FBI criminal investigation, the calendar omission reinforced concerns that she sought to eliminate the risk of personally being accessible. And she wrote an email exchange that she failed to turn over to the government. I don't know why the judge doesn't hold her in contempt of court. This email was uncovered somewhere else. You're going to just say, oh, you know, I deleted it. That's why I don't have it. She was only supposed to delete personal stuff. The Clinton campaign made its usual ritual declaration of commitment to transparency and said the calendar omissions simply reflect a more detailed version than one version as compared to another, all maintained by her staff. So she had nothing to do with it. It's all her staff's fault. That's what it's going to ultimately boil down to. I'll tell you what, if I was a member of her staff, I'd be spewing. You know why? I wouldn't give her the chance to hang me. They have no loyalty to anybody. The missing or heavily edited entries in her calendar include private dinners with political donors, policy sessions with groups of corporate leaders, and drop-bys with old Clinton campaign hands. Among those whose names were omitted from her calendar were longtime advisor Sidney Blumenthal. He's the guy that continually defends them to no end. And then former Clinton White House Chief of Staff Thomas McLarty. Yeah, there you go. Former energy lobbyist Joseph Wilson and entertainment magnate Clinton campaign bundler Ham Saban. This is according to the Associated Press. There was also quite a bit of money changing hands after particularly a one percenter breakfast Clinton held with Wall Street leaders in 2009, whose guests include the CEO, whose companies later donated to Clinton's pet diplomatic project, the U.S. Pavilion at at the 2010 Shanghai Expo. Now, those guests lobbied for State Department while Clinton was in charge and made donations to the Clinton Foundation. You know, anybody else in politics, I mean anybody. You know, I do a prayer breakfast every year in my neighborhood. I'm also on a school board. All right? And you know what my issue could be, might be, that I have to be very careful of? I have to make sure that people who donate to a prayer breakfast, which really isn't mine, I'm not doing business with my school district. You know? I go to jail for that. Them? Nah, not so much. I'm Joe Bassini, your host. Listen to The Real Side. Be back in just a couple of minutes.
J&M Enterprises is a full-service screen printing company. They print on shirts, pants, hats, cups, frisbees, sports bags, sweatshirts, tote bags, and most any other promotional items. J&M has been family-owned and operated for over 25 years. J&M takes pride in providing high-quality products and services because we care. Our state-of-the-art equipment enables us to print high volume with superior quality on any job. We print on clothing lines for schools, businesses, sports teams, and bands nationwide. Our team is committed to total customer satisfaction and the quality you should expect from a professional screen printing company. J&M, family owned and operated. Give us a call. We guarantee a great product and a great price. 800-462-0002. For a price quote, 800-468-0002. Or go to the web at www.jnm.cc.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
There's nothing more enticing and intoxicating than the finest meat cooking on an open flame. Freeze-dried meat from NewHarvest.com is U.S.-grown, 100% all-natural with no extra fillers. Just grass-fed beef and free-range chicken guaranteed to stay fresh and delicious. Add New Harvest freeze-dried meats to your current food storage. You'll buy direct from the factory, not a third party, ensuring the best price and the highest quality. See all our products at NewHarvestFoods.com. That's NewHarvestFoods.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Attention backpackers, on a budget, why spend $80 to $300 to pump clean survival water? Introducing the Viva Water Pump Kit from Viva Outdoor Products. Super easy to use and super lightweight at only 6.5 ounces, the Viva Water Pump Kit provides high flow rate at 1 ounce per stroke, can be one hand pumped, and is dependable and affordable at only $24.99, filter not included. Get your Viva Water Pump Kit at VIBA-ODP.com from Viva Outdoor Products.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro1G 2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Did you ever go to school, stupid?
Yes, sir. And I come out the same way.
We are back. You're listening to The Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I'm Joe Messina, your host. And I do appreciate the time that you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I don't even remember. What the heck? What story was I on? The Hillary Clinton email. I'm almost somewhat bored with that. Yeah, that's true. You're right in the room. How'd you know that? Oh, wow. We must be on the radio somewhere. Again, always a pleasure to have you on board. Yeah, you know, it's. I know we're some of us are getting weary of hearing about it because I don't think anything will be done. You know, the other thing is that the young man that set up her server and all that, what did he claim? He claimed the fifth 122 times? I mean, seriously. Huh? That's part of it. Everybody around her all of a sudden clammed up. If you have nothing, see, this is a joke. If you have nothing to hide, what's the problem? And I love the fact that on the left, right, if somebody on the right does the same thing, and it's happened before, when they plead the fifth, when this kind of thing happens to the right, oh, the left says they're hiding something, but not their people. It just shows you the superiority they feel they have over everybody else. How much better they are than everybody else. Can you give me another explanation? All right, so earlier I told you... I'm going to do this other one, too. Earlier I told you that Georgetown University has announced a plan to make amends for an 1838 slave sale. And just make amends how? They're deepening their commitment to racial justice. 1838. Let me see. I don't have enough toes to do this, but what are we talking? 200 and some odd years? 1838, 1938, 2038. We're coming up at almost 200 years. I'm sorry, almost 300 years, I'd say. Think about that. But we have to atone. Do we? You think they'll force us to pay penalties and interest, like the IRS does, maybe?
Well, I think if any of them are still alive, that we should pay them.
After months of student protests, which I would have just given them all Fs, Georgetown University has announced plans to make amends for the 1838 slave sale based on ideas crafted by the Working Group on Slavery, Memory, and Reconciliation. University President John DeDorge, the Gioia really told the Washington Post that Georgetown will launch a vigorous and wide-range effort later this summer to atone for the sale of 272 slaves, which was authorized by Reverend Thomas Mulody in 1838 as an attempt to save the financially floundering university. Last September, the Gioia announced that a new residential community on campus would be named after Mulody. In a statement to the university community, he cited the decision as a way to reflect on those moments in our history that are challenging, complex, and that run counter to the values that we seek. You know, we're getting to the point now. What is it? Something that happened 300 years ago? What are you going to do with it? Who are you going to pay? Why is the tax dollars happening now? Are those people still around? Are the families still around? This was how things were handled for the day. Is everything that America may have done in a negative way, are we now going to be made to pay for this generation going to be made to pay for it? Are you going to hold other countries to that same standard? No, you won't. You bunch of hypocrites that keep pushing us to pay these groups back. And what about the atrocities of Mexico? What about the atrocities of Japan? What about the atrocities of China over the years? Right? Why don't you go over there and fight them? Let me know how that works out for you. However, the naming of the residence hall met with a massive backlash from members of the campus community, mirroring other race-based protests of the schools like Missouri and Dartmouth. Student activists held a demonstration of solidarity on campus to address the alleged racial injustice. As a black student at Georgetown, we frequently deal with microaggressions every day. Okay, right there and then, I would dismiss it all, send them back to class, tell them to go pound sand. It's not a microaggression. Something that took place years ago. Nothing you can do about it today. In response to the naming decision, the Georgetown Voice reports, the Black Leadership Forum, which includes both faculty and students among its membership, led a sit-in at the president's office last year to submit a list of demands from the university. In addition to asking for residence hall to be renamed, protesters demanded that the revision of campus tours to include black history at Georgetown. Okay, so a little black history wouldn't hurt anybody, right? The implementation of mandatory diversity training for all students and faculty. Yeah, not cool. And the creation of an endowment to hire black professors, which the BLF insisted receive funding equivalent to the net present value of the profit from the slave sale. So the present-day value of the 1838 sale is equal to $3.5 million. That's according to the Working Group on Slavery, and Georgetown's total endowment was just over $1.5 billion in 2015. Right, so they're going to be made to pay $3.5 million. Right, if I was a, what do they call it, a person who gives money to schools?
A donor.
Just a flat out donor? They don't have a special name for those people.
Yeah, they do. I'll tell you what
it's like. You know, I pull my money back. I would tell them not another nickel. We can't be made to pay for all the stupid things that people did in the past in this country. You know, why don't we go back and find the black slave owners? Yes, 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 there were black slave owners. Find out who they did something wrong with, and then how do we get that money back? How do we fix that? Help me understand that one. Or you just want to deal with the white slave owners. Maybe that's it, right? Within days of the sit-in, the Gioia had agreed to change the name of the Mulody Hall to Freedom Hall, and 2 months later he gave a speech in which he pledged to establish a research center for racial injustice and hire more black professors. Why hire more black professors? Why not just hire more or higher qualified professors? If they happen to be black, that's wonderful, is it not? I'm just asking. I don't get it. However, Georgetown clearly did not feel such measures were enough to settle the score. In addition to meeting with descendants of the slaves sold by Georgetown in 1838, President says that the university is working on a range of actions to be unveiled later this summer which he explains are all part of deepening our commitment to racial justice. Just crazy. No, seriously, just crazy. I don't care what you think of me or any of that stuff. Just crazy. You can't, again, every school, every community, every city, every town, every county cannot go back and make right what was wrong in the past. You just make sure it doesn't happen again. It's financially impossible. UNC claims Christians' vacations, golf outings, are nothing more than microaggressions. Do you see where I'm going with the? Do you see the theme here? These people have lost their minds. This is what I'm saying to you. Everything that takes place is an attack on someone, apparently. So unless you're sitting on the couch somewhere, out in the middle of your farm, 300 miles from anybody, and nobody knows you're there, and even then I'm sure somebody will come up with some kind of microaggression that you're committing. You can't stay out of trouble anymore. This microaggression term needs to be flushed. Now, to help staff members avoid microaggressions, University of North Carolina advises gender-neutral dress codes and avoiding phrases like husband and boyfriend. I'm sorry, I'm my wife's husband. I'm not anything else. I'm her husband. There's no other title for me. And if you don't like it, then you've got the problem, not me. How about same-sex couples? If you've got a same-sex couple and it's a husband and a husband, you're going to tell them they can't do that either? I want to watch that happen. The guidelines, which were posted to UNC's employee forum website, also warned against such potentially offensive behaviors as complimenting a woman's shoes. We are out of control. Totally out of control. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN. We'll be back in a couple of minutes.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
You know about RVs, you've heard about bunkers, but surviving is not recreation, and man wasn't made to live underground. Introducing Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid survival bug-out house that's mobile, well-equipped, and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Go to survivalistcamps.com to learn more. That's survivalistcamps.com, providing your basic needs to survive. Survivalistcamps.com.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
Do you or someone you know suffer from chest pain, blood pressure, cholesterol, or irregular heartbeat? Are you looking for a more natural solution to overcome these health challenges? You hear the ads all the time.
If this stuff's so good, why doesn't my doctor prescribe it?
That's easy. There's more money in treating symptoms. Extendivite Heart Tonic does want you to be as healthy as you can be, and it really works. Take Extendivite for 6 months and your doctor will say, I don't know what you're doing, but don't stop. It's working for you. Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Please answer the question.
He was a famous trumpet man from our Chicago way. He had a boogie style that no one else could play. He was a top man at his craft. But then his number came up and he was gone with the draft.
We are back.
A blowing reveille.
All right, come on, sit down. Pay attention. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Appreciate the time you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I mean, sincerely, get involved in the conversation. It's crazy that you let this stuff go. It's crazy that you don't get involved and engage in this. And we don't get all over, God, this is just so irritating on so many levels. That she's, again, if it was me or you or General Petraeus, remember that? I mean, he didn't do 1/30,000th of what she did. Come on, think about it. 1/30,000th of what she did. He had a couple of emails in his top desk. Basically what it boiled down to. You know? Okay, come on. Some more crazy stories. I got a couple of minutes. Let me see. Obama warns Mark Zuckerberg. God, there's two people that belong together, don't they? We locked them in a safe room somewhere and see what happens. Obama warns Mark Zuckerberg, planet will be underwater if the world doesn't change. Didn't we hear this once before? I've done that show a couple of times on global warming. And what is it, the original Earth Day? Let me see, we were told in the early 80s that New York would be under, I don't know what it was. It wasn't a lot, but it was like 80 feet of water. Right, the polar cap. I mean, all these things, every one of the things that was predicted, not a one of them came about. And then they changed it. They changed it. We were going to lose one-third of the world's population in starvation because there wouldn't be any rain. Okay? We lost that, too. Or that didn't happen either. I'd have to go back and get the story, but if you go to the website, therealside.com, and you, I think you know, Google, you did a search, there's a search bar up there, and you go to the search, you just put the Earth Day. You're going to see all the predictions that were made, and never came, he's still spewing the predictions of when he was in diapers. Okay? And they're all wrong. Actually, frankly, let's just be honest about it. They're a bunch of lies. So, President Obama joined Mark Zuckerberg on Facebook Live to talk about entrepreneurship, but he also warned, well, how does he talk about a hypocrite? How does he talk about entrepreneurship when Zuckerberg didn't build that? Oh, but, you know, maybe he doesn't give Zuckerberg a hard time because of all the money that Mark gives to the Democratic Party. He also warned that as more economies grew around the world, their energy needs would destroy the planet as a result of climate change. There are entire continents, sub-Saharan Africa or an Indian subcontinent, where people are developing rapidly and they're getting connected, he said. He wants everybody connected. He's pushing for everybody around the world to be connected. So if that's the case, isn't he ushering in? Isn't he pushing climate change? If he wants people to become more connected, that requires more technology, that requires more resources, then he's helping to usher in a quicker climate change catastrophe. They're going to need electricity, he said. They're going to need energy. But if they duplicate the ways that we produce energy here, or have in the past, then the entire planet is underwater. Yeah, nobody can prove that, but we're still waiting for it to happen. I think it was 1982 it was supposed to happen the first time. And then again in 99. Maybe that's why we don't see much of Al Gore anymore. He's got to hide. You know, in the Old Testament, when somebody prophesied something that didn't happen, you got to stone them to death. And not with dope. With real rocks. Obama urged the world to use social media to work together to solve climate change before it was too late. But Obama also paid homage to the Facebook CEO, praising him for contributing to the social media revolution. You know, the one that requires you to have computers and cell phones to take more energy that add to the climate change problem. And the technology that he uses, very hard to recycle. Well, if you think about just 2008 and what's happening in social media as something that you helped to lead, obviously, that has been an incredible transformation, Obama said. We didn't talk about this beforehand, Zuckerberg informed his viewers awkwardly. No, we did not, Obama said. But praise Zuckerberg for social media changing politics, education, economics, and the whole... like Facebook is responsible for all of this. Like, nothing existed before Facebook. What a joke that is. That's powerful, he said, praising a platform like Facebook for changing the world. Obama added that social media was disruptive. After praising him for growing social media, after praising him for helping social media to grow, he then says it's disruptive. Wow. He is not a sane human being. He can't be. He said it causes fear, and it causes fear in some communities. Hey, Mark, I want to thank you for being, you know, the premier leader in social media and helping people get connected so they can be disruptive, so they can cause fear in their communities, so they can add more resources, more draw on the resources that are going to bury the planet in water. Thank you for that, Mark. God. I think you're always going to have some people who react to all this new stuff by saying, that's a little scary, he said. Leader Obama glowingly praised Zuckerberg for being a role model for young people. How? In helping them scare neighborhoods by making social media so big? You can see, Mark, when you met some of these young entrepreneurs, all of them look up to you as a role model. And Facebook is an example of transformative power of one good idea and the doggedness and determination to build it out, he said. Yeah, he forgot all about the fact that Mark stole that from somebody. He stole the idea. He got paid to do a project that he didn't do. And that's how he made it happen. Isn't that great? It's always just amazing to me. Again, don't you find that even a little hypocritical? Talking about all the needs of people across the world and how they're going to be getting connected, and he pushes for connectivity, and how bad it is because it draws on the resources that are going to put this world underwater. I don't know. Confusing to me, anyway. But again, as I always say, I'm not the sharpest knife in the drawer. All right, what else? Let me finish up with a couple of other stories that you guys say. Oh, here's one. Here's a good one. We were all saying how interesting it was that the FBI had the shooter from Orlando, and how he didn't stay on. He wasn't stuck, or he didn't stay on that no-fly, no-buy list, right? Here's a fellow by the name of what's this guy's name? God, I hate when I do this to myself. Anyway, I'll get to it in a second. Basically, he's a DHS whistleblower who says that he was ordered to scrub records of Muslims with terror ties. Now, he says his DHS investigation could have stopped the California shooting. I'm sorry, not the Orlando shooting. Now, Obama's first year in office was a busy one. He worked tirelessly to hinder the government's... Here we go. Hinder the government's ability to identify, locate, track, or make common sense between Islamists and terrorists. In April 2009, the DHS released a now-famous report entitled Right-Wing Extremists' Current Economic and Political Climate Fueling. I'm not going to read the whole thing. Right? In this report, the conservatives were labeled potential terrorists, not because they're radical militants, but because they are pro-life, support the 10th Amendment, and are veterans. What do you think of that? Yet all the time, while this guy is scrubbing these reports that he's scrubbing online and connections between militants and Muslims. Not scrubbed if there's connections between militants and Christians, just militants and Muslims. Michelle Malkin wrote that it's no coincidence that this report echoes Tea Party bashing left-wing blogs. Right? You can check it out, comparing the Tea Party movement to the Weather Underground. And it demonizes the very American who will protest in the thousands. Hey, check this out. So the Tea Party were a bunch of nuts because they protested against higher taxes, because they were protesting the way the government was being run. And they were just a bunch of nuts and freaks. Yet these people that are violently protesting at Trump rallies, they're good American patriots. If that doesn't show you the bias, nothing will. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Have a great weekend. Be safe. No, seriously, don't do anything dumb. You don't have to drink your brains out. You can enjoy yourself and not be drunk. I'm telling you, because I want you back here next week. We'll have a lot to talk about next week. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. We will be back on Monday. Hopefully you will, too.